From Shamrock, Texas, the blues capital of the Texas Panhandle, Route 66 Media and Legends 98.9 presents Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. And now to throw a whole bucket of blues on you, here's Uncle Buck.
And the question we always ask is, how do you like your music? Rare, medium, or well done? However you like it, I think you're going to hear something you like today on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. I'm Uncle Buck, and let me tell you, I've got a whole bucket full of blues for you today. You know, it's pretty hard to do a blues show without doing something by the king of the blues, Mr. B.B. King. That's who we're going to start the show out today, B.B. King. Going to do the biggest hit, his signature song to start out the show. You can kind of guess what that is. We'll tell you here in just a minute. B.B. King was one of those true blues artists that was born on a cotton plantation back in Berclare, Mississippi, 1925. B.B. was with us as King of the Blues until May of 2015, when he passed away at the age of 89. Any blues artist going today, they still look back and say, you know, I learned this from B.B. King. I learned that from B.B. King. He was a master at something called fluid string bending with that guitar that was well known as Lucille. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame talked about B.B. and gave him the big honor back in 1987, inducting him into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. His biggest hit was recorded back in 1969. 1970, he won the Grammy Award for the song that we're going to kick things off today on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Here's B.B. King, the King of the Blues, and The Thrill Is Gone.
Thrill is gone. The thrill has gone away. Thrill is gone, baby. The thrill has gone away. You done me wrong, baby, and you're gonna be sorry someday. Thrill is gone away from me. Thrill is gone, baby. The thrill is gone away from me. Although I'm still
There you have it, B.B. King's Grammy award-winning song, the biggest hit, his signature song, The Thrill Is Gone. Song was actually written way back in 1951 by Rick Darnell and Roy Hawkins. Hawkins had the first version of the song out, was kind of a semi-hit blues song. B.B. turned everything around back in 1969 when he recorded it, won the Grammy in 1970. The Thrill Is Gone. What a way to start a blues show, huh? Each week on the show, we have a featured artist. And our featured artist this week, I think you're going to dig. If you watch the NCIS New Orleans show, like I do on television, it starts off with a song called Boom Boom. The original version of that song was by our featured artist today, John Lee Hooker. Here you go. Boom Boom.
Right down, right off of your feet. Take you home with me. Put you in my house. Boom, 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 boom. How, 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 how. I love to see you strut up and down the floor. Talking to me, that baby talk, I like it like that. Oh, yeah. Talk that talk. Walk that walk. You love me. I love that talk. When you talk like that, you knock me out right off of my feet. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, talk.
That was the first track today by our featured artist, John Lee Hooker. And Boom Boom. Now, in the second half of the show today, we're going to bring about another song by our featured artist, John Lee Hooker. I'll tell you this about it, and you can be guessing what the song is. I watched an Access TV show called The Top 10 the other day, and they always have the top 10 of something other, the top 10 of one-hit wonders. This particular show, though, was called The Top 10 Drinking Songs. Now, John Lee Hooker came in number one with the top 10 drinking songs. And we're going to be playing that for you in the second half of the show by our featured artist, John Lee Hooker. See if you can figure out what the song is between now and then. We're going to drop the needle right now on a double play set of blues. Joe Bonamassi and Robert Cray are going to lead off the set with Just Give Me One Reason. And following up on that set is going to be another king, Albert King, and Born Under a Bad Sign. ¶¶
check us out online at UncleBuck.com. That's UncleBuc.com.
If it wasn't for bad luck, you know I wouldn't have no luck at all. Hard luck and trouble been my only friend. I've been on my own ever since I was 10. Born on a bad side, been down since I began to call. If it wasn't for bad luck, you know I wouldn't have no luck at all. I can't read, I didn't learn how to write. My whole life has been one big fight. Born on a bad side, I've been down since I began to crawl. If it wasn't for bad luck, I said I wouldn't have no luck at all. That ain't no lie.
If you're just joining us for the first time here on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues, we do another feature each week on the show that has got some pretty good comment. We go back and pick out an artist that was a big recording star and a big influence on blues today, and we call the feature Then and Now. Today's Then and Now artist is none other than Robert Johnson. Now, Robert Johnson had a rather short recording career, 1936 to 1937. He wrote and recorded 29 songs, 1937. So the story goes, he was poisoned by a young lady's jealous boyfriend. So ended his illustrious but very short recording career in the world of blues back in those days. Eric Clapton was a big fan of Robert Johnson. As a matter of fact, I saw an Eric Clapton concert when I was in Florida, and Clapton did the whole tour that year on Robert Johnson Blues, dedicated the whole show to Robert Johnson, recorded and featured in his tour many of those 29 songs that Robert Johnson wrote. Our Then and Now artist today is going to kick off with Robert Johnson and a song that he wrote called Crossroad Blues.
I went to the crossroad, fell down on my knees. I went to the crossroads, fell down on my
everybody pass me by. It's all going down, boy. Don't go catch me here.
You're in the middle of another edition of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Bucket of the Blues is running over with Uncle Buck.
Welcome back into the second half of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Hey, we'd like to hear from you. If you have a request, if you have a comment on the show, if you have a question about the blues, you can get in touch with us at unclebuck.com. Now, you got to spell Buck right. Buck is spelled B-U-C. Uncle BUC.com. If you spell it BUCK when you're trying to get in touch with me, who knows, you might get in touch with some waste disposal outfit up in Oklahoma City. But we'd love to hear from you at UncleBuck.com. That's UncleBUC.com. And as we said, we have got some great blues lined up for you right here in the second half of the show today. We're going to kick it off with the Allman Brothers. And this features Warren Hayes on guitar, also my good buddy Derek Trucks, and one of the original members of the Allman Brothers band, Butch Trucks. Here's the Allman Brothers and Instrumental Illness. You're going to dig this one. We'll be right back. The Allman Brothers and Instrumental Illness. We're going to do something we usually don't do before we get into the featured artist of the day. Let's keep that Allman Brothers thing going with another Allman Brothers song called Maydell.
Right.
How about that for a great way to start the second half of the show today? The Allman Brothers, Instrumental Illness, and a song called Maydell. Anyhow, I teased you in the first part of the show when I was talking about our featured artist of the day. I had watched an Access TV show called The Top 10. Now, what they do each week is they'll take a top 10 on a different subject. The top 10 of the show I'm talking about that I saw was the top 10 drinking songs. Now, our featured artist of the day, John Lee Hooker, had the number one drinking song on this particular TV show. And that, if you haven't figured it out, that drinking song by John Lee Hooker that was rated number one was one bourbon, one scotch, and one beer. Take it away, John Lee Hooker, our featured artist of the day.
Then I looked down the bar at the bartender. Said, "What do you want, Johnny? One bourbon, one scotch, and one bill. Well, my baby, she gone. She been gone tonight. I ain't seen my baby since night of Foley. I wanna get drunk, get her off of my mind. One bourbon, one scotch, one bill." And I sat there, getting high, stoned, knocked out. And by that time, I looked on the wall at the old clock again. And by that time, it was a quarter to two. Last call for alcohol. I said, "Hey, Mr. Bartender, what do you want? One bourbon, one scotch, and one bill. One bourbon, one scotch, and one bill. One bourbon, one scotch."
John Lee Hooker, one bourbon, one scotch, and one beer. John Lee Hooker, our featured artist of the day, right here on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. We're going to drop the needle on two great blues songs at this time, back to back. Our first cut is going to be by Roy Buchanan. Now, you might not be familiar with a guitar picker and singer by the name of Roy Buchanan. Let me tell you what John Lennon said about Roy Buchanan. John Lennon, quote, "Roy Buchanan is the best unknown guitar player I have ever heard." Our first cut by Roy Buchanan is called "I'm Evil." Now, our second cut in this set, I have to make a confession to you. Sometimes I will see the name of a song and I'll kind of laugh at it a little bit and I'll say, "I wonder what that sounds like." Well, I did that on this song. The name of the song is Meet Me With Your Black Drawers On, and it's by Gloria Hartman along with the Professor's Blues Review. So here's the Professor's Blues Review, Gloria Hartman doing the vocal, and Meet Me With Your Black Drawers On.
Thank you.
from the blues capital of the Texas Panhandle. This is Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
There was a double shot of blues for you right here on the show today. Hope you enjoyed them. Roy Buchanan and I'm Evil. And that was followed up by Gloria Hartman singing along with the Professor's Blues Review and meet me with your black drawers on. Time for the second installment of our feature that we do each week on the show called Then and Now. Our then and now artist in the first half was Robert Johnson. Robert Johnson only recorded for a couple of years before he was poisoned by a jealous boyfriend. Anyhow, he recorded 29 songs, as we mentioned earlier, between 1936 and 1937, has had a big influence on blues as we know it today. Just about anybody in the blues business will go back to Robert Johnson and say Robert Johnson knew what he was doing. One artist in particular that is a big fan of Robert Johnson is none other than Eric Clapton. So Eric Clapton is going to do the second song in our Then and Now feature. Robert Johnson in the first half of the show did Crossroads Blues. So here's Eric Clapton and Robert Johnson's Crossroads Blues. We've talked on the show before about the importance of blues in other genres of music. I don't care if you're talking about country. I don't care if you're talking about gospel. I don't care if you're talking about jazz. I don't care if you're talking about rock and roll. Somewhere back down the line, blues had a big influence on some of our music of today and some of the music in different formats that you might really enjoy. I know that Hank Williams was a big blues fan. Elvis was a big blues fan and got a lot of his roots in the blues world around Memphis, Tennessee. And then we had the invasion from across the pond in England. The Yardbirds came over, the Rolling Stones came over, the Beatles came over, even Fleetwood Mac, way back in their history, starting out as musicians and putting their bands together. They were heavily influenced by the blues. I'm going to get down off of my soapbox now. I've got to get down off of my soapbox now and play you some blues. Buddy Guy has got a new album out. It's called The Blues Is Alive and Well. A song from that album is called Cognac. We're going to get into it as the last set is upon us right here on today's show. Buddy Guy and Cognac, and he'll be followed up in this set by Big Joe Turner, one of the originals, and a song called Shake, Rattle, and Roll.
Good and smooth. That goes good with tonight. Give a double shot of Remy my next hope. Little Lord, you rock and ride. Talking about cognac. XO cognac, that is. And it goes right to your head. Yes, it do. How well do I know? You know it will cure the living. And it'll dance your raise the dead. Let me say that again. You know it will cure the living. And it'll dance your raise the dead.
From the blues capital of the Texas Panhandle, this is Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
Wraps it up for us on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. I'm Uncle Buck, your favorite uncle, and I thought it was a privilege of being with you today, being able to spin a few blues for you. We're going to be back next Saturday, 8 p.m. Central Time. If you missed that show or just want to hear it again, you got so excited about it, we're going to have an encore for you on Sunday at noon. All of our shows, if you're listening in other time periods, are on Central Time. You can get in touch with me. UncleBuck.com is how you do that. We'd love to hear from you. Buck is spelled B-U-C. UncleBuck.com. So by all means, we hope you're going to be back with us next week for another edition of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. And we'll have another big old bucket of blues for you. Adio.
The lid is on another bucket of great blues, but you can join us each weekend at 8 p.m. Saturday with an encore performance at noon on Sunday here on Legends Radio Network. For Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.